Why do you want to run for Borough Assembly?
Right before the filing deadline, I was approached by a few people that said, hey, you know, there's one person currently running for the seat. We'd like to see someone young, ambitious, fresh blood, new perspective in office. Would you be interested in doing it? Your name's been thrown around. I said, sure. So I said, before I commit, let me talk to my wife. Because being a newlywed, if you don't get that okay from her, it might be a little troublesome later on. So she says, if this is really what you want to do, I'll support you 100%. So I filed my candidacy. We went on a little short honeymoon. And when I came back on the 26th, my campaign took off. Now, why Borough Assembly? Because like I said, you do got to start somewhere. We do have some issues on the borough side. And I think having someone young, a new homeowner, seeing the tax problems that we have, and seeing that we have more of a spending problem than a revenue problem, I'm hoping I can help fix these problems at hand.
I'm wondering if you can go ahead and tell me, dive into the most interesting part here. How old are you?
My age, I brought up right away when I was interviewed by the Homer Tribune. And yes, it is going to be one of those questionable things. I was born in 1990. I'm 24 years old. My birthday is currently this month on the 23rd. So age, yes. Is it going to hurt me? No. I think it's going to benefit me more because I'm young, I'm ambitious, and I want to bring my generation of people out there and get involved. I think that's going to benefit me more than it's going to hurt me.
Do you see this as an opportunity to, I guess, have a younger voice and younger perspective on the borough?
I find when I talk to a lot of people my generation, or even 10 years older than me, and they feel that they don't get represented. You know, we have retired folks, we have people that are career politicians that's been in, and they just don't feel that they are representing their needs. And so they don't want to get involved. Part of it, you know, I feel that my age, yes, maybe it would get some people out of the closet and say, hey, you know, this guy can do it. Can I? You know, can I be involved in some way? I don't want to be a career politician. I don't want to go down that road. If elected, it's a three-year term. I want to do some time in. I still got to come back home and go to work and visit all my friends and neighbors and let them know I did the best job I possibly can when I was on the borough.
Next question I have for you, what qualifications do you think you have that will benefit you in the coming days if you are elected as a borough assembly member?
Well, it's simple. Do I have qualifications in some degree that people say no? And I beg to differ. I do. I have a will and the endurance to keep fighting. I'll briefly go into that. 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with MS. And anybody that knows anybody or dealing with MS, you know the uphill battle you can have. I was in and out of a wheelchair all the time, but I never gave up. I had that will to keep fighting. I wanted to improve myself and my family members because it takes a toll on everybody when you're affected with a disease like that. So that particular setback that I had, it evolved me to the person I am today. The will to keep fighting, not just for myself, but to fight for everybody else. Because we do have, like I said, a lot of things that are happening that a lot of people don't like. Since I was 21 years old, I've sat on the Anchor Point Chamber of Commerce Board. I'm currently the vice chair of that. And being on there, I have seen a lot of same mentality over the years. If it isn't broken, they don't want to fix it, but it is broken. They just don't see it as broken because they've been there for so long. And so me being there, I've put in some new ideas. We've gotten some new people on the board, and I told them it was going to get worse before it gets better. And when I first joined, it was bad. And then it got worse. And then it's slowly coming out. And it's getting better. We're getting more participation from businesses. They're actually seeing that we're doing something. And it's not that it's going to be, bam, snap your fingers, it's done. It takes time. And since the 4 years I've been on the board, we have pushed that up. And getting new people is how you do it.
Do you have any specific goals that you'd like to see accomplished if you are elected to the borough assembly once your term is finished? Any goals that you'd like to say, you know, we got that done?
Well, you know, I have a very basic platform for my campaign. Minimize government, decrease taxes as much as possible, because a smaller, smarter government is way better. We got to remember that we run the government, not the other way around. And so if I'm elected, which I hope I am, I hope everyone can see that I would be the best candidate for this. After my 3-year term, do I want to continue? That I will have to approach at another day. I don't know if I'll be able to accomplish what I want done or what the people want done in a 3-year term. So let's say I get everything done after 3 years and I don't want to do it. Well, what I want to do is I want to help other younger people get involved and help them get elected if that's what they want to do, and kind of change the game around. Instead of having a bunch of retired folks and people have a little more time, which it's great. I think that's important, but more for an advisement board instead of just sitting as at a position. So